The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game played at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans on this, the 18th of October, 2025. Final score, the Pittsburgh Penguins 3 and the San Jose Sharks nothing. Here is how it all happened. In the first period, Pittsburgh really jumped out and put a lot of pressure on Alex Nedeljkovic, the former Penguin, making his start in goal. But Nedeljkovic stopped 18 Penguins opportunities, and on the other side of the ice, Tristan Jarry also looking pretty solid, stopping 11 to keep the score nothing-nothing. One of the big opportunities the Sharks had in the first period was from the stick of William Eklund on a great effort that Jarry was able to save. Chris Letang on the ice now. Takes the drop over to Raquel. Loses on the check to Eklund, and Eklund takes off. Two on two. Breaking up the right. Eklund veering to his left. Across the line. Shoots one. Save. Eklund, another chance. Another great save by Jarry. Really, really good stop there by Jarry, especially on that second chance. It stayed nothing-nothing at the end of one. In the second period, again, the Sharks had an opportunity with the energetic effort by Michael Misa right in front, but Tristan Jarry was there. Now it's fed to the far boards in front. Misa by himself goes to the backhander, and a sprawling save by Jarry. So still nothing-nothing at that point. And finally, the cagey vets for the Pittsburgh Penguins found a way to get it done, and it was a combination of Rickard Rakell, Chris Letang, and, of course, Sidney Crosby himself. Sid gets this goal at 7:35 to make it 1-0 Pittsburgh. Letang on the right point. Shoot. Score! Crosby might have tipped that in front on its way in. Letang and Crosby, together for two decades, combined on the first goal for the Penguins. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh. That was at 7:35 of the second period. Sidney Crosby extending his point-scoring streak to four consecutive games with that goal. He has goals in consecutive contest two. That was number three on the season from Chris Letang and Rickard Rakell. And it was 1-0 in favor of Berg Hockey at the end of the second period. 7 minutes into the third period, a little bit of a mistake for San Jose. A great little pass by Evgeny Malkin ahead to Justin Brazeau. And a young guy named Anthony Mantha was waiting for the puck in front. Flicked out by Achari. Here's Malkin moving right to left to Brazeau. Moving in, could be dangerous. Two-on-one in front. Score! A two-on-one for Pittsburgh after Malkin moved the puck forward. Brazeau fit it over, and Anthony Mantha makes it 2-0 Penguins with 7:02 gone by in the third. Second goal of the season for Anthony Mantha from Brazeau and Malkin. That was a tough goal for the Sharks to give up.
Yeah, that was. It was a great play. Again, Malkin walking the line there, and as he comes across, and Brazeau, I thought the big boy played really well, and he had showed his hands right there as that deft little backhand pass across to Mantha, who puts it up top on Nedeljkovic.
And so, 2-0 in favor of Pittsburgh. Certainly don't blame Nedeljkovic for either one of those goals, but the bottom line was the Sharks were down, in spite of the fact that they outshot Pittsburgh 11-4 in the second period and 8-5 in the third. Totals for the game, the Sharks 30 shots on goal and 27 for the Penguins. But with the net empty and with the extra attacker on, the Sharks had a couple of opportunities, or at least they hoped to, but the vets came through for Pittsburgh yet again. Penguins have an empty net. Long shot. Score! That's Malkin from center ice. And it is 3-0 Pittsburgh. Empty netter for Evgeny Malkin. And so Malkin scores his second goal of the year, has one goal, one assist tonight, assisted by Crosby, who had one goal, one assist tonight, and Erik Karlsson, EK65, the second assist at 19:38 to make the score 3-0. Final shots, as I mentioned, were 30-27 Sharks, and so Tristan Jarry picks up his 22nd career shutout with a 30-save performance and a tough loss for the Sharks to take as they head out on the road. One important note that you wanted to point out, Scott Hannon, when both Crosby and Malkin score goals, as they did tonight, it doesn't matter how, The Penguins' lifetime, when that happens, are 114 wins, 10 losses, and 6 tie or OTs. That's 90%. They win 90% of the time when each of these guys score in a game.
That's unbelievable. 90% of the time they win hockey games when those two score. I mean, you got to keep them off the score sheet. They're obviously, you know, legendary players, you know, and they played so well for so long, 20 years together. It's just amazing to see them play. And when they score, you know, it's tough to beat.
So the San Jose Sharks lose 3-0 tonight. They are winless on the season, the last NHL team to be in that position. After five games, they are 0-3-2 for only 2 points. 0-2-2 here at SAP Center. Pittsburgh ups its record to 3-1 on the road. That's impressive. Overall, the Penguins are 4-2 on the campaign. And that is obviously a very good start for Dan Muse and his team, as the Penguins, in their next contest, will play on Tuesday against Vancouver, while the Sharks travel on that same Tuesday to face off on the road against the New York Islanders, a pretty huge road trip coming up against four teams that are pretty much playing solid hockey.
Yeah, some big, heavy Eastern Conference teams. They got to travel through a long way out there, you know, three-hour time difference. It's going to be a challenge for them. But, you know, again, like we said, they took steps forward tonight. I know it's not easy to see when you see the final score, but they took some steps forward, some positives out of tonight, and they got to take that through and play that way on the road trip.
Final score once again, the Pittsburgh Penguins 3, the San Jose Sharks nothing. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.